This article will be studied during the week of May 18th through 24th. How will you fight your distractions? Theme text: Keep perceiving what the will of Jehovah is. Ephesians 5:17. Song 35: Make sure of the more important things. Focus: How to focus on spiritual activities despite circumstances that could divert our attention.
Paragraphs 1 and 2 question: How could something important become a distraction?
When was the last time you fought a distraction? Perhaps something drew your attention away from what you were doing and you needed to decide which was more important. For example, imagine that your cell phone rings while you're driving. The call may be important, but you recognize that at that moment, it is a distraction. Concentrating on your driving is more important. Our lives are filled with activities that are important. We know that concentrating on our spiritual activities and routine is most important.
The footnote reads, "Expression explained. Our spiritual activities refer to anything that is directly related to our worship of Jehovah, such as studying the Bible, attending meetings, participating in family worship, and sharing in the ministry. We are also worshiping Jehovah when we care for and construct our meeting places, support the relief work, volunteer at our conventions, or serve at Bethel."
Jehovah's people, like careful drivers, try to identify what could distract them from concentrating on the road ahead.
Paragraph 3 question: Why will considering how to fight distractions help us?
None of us set out to be distracted from our spiritual activities. Yet we all face circumstances that can easily distract us. So to help us concentrate on our service to Jehovah, let us consider 1. What distractions we face, 2. How Jesus fought potential distractions, and 3. How we can fight our distractions today. What distractions do we face?
Paragraphs 4 through 6 question: What kind of things could easily distract us?
We all have many things in our personal lives that demand our attention. For example, we may have health concerns or necessary family or personal matters to care for. Of course, these things are important and they need our attention. But could they become distractions? They could, if they start to dominate our thoughts and consume all our time and mental energy. In addition, many of us are personally affected by the political unrest, economic downturns, disease outbreaks, and incessant conflicts that mark this system. When we experience such things, we may become so anxious that we find ourselves thinking about them constantly. Perhaps we know people who have had their lives turned upside down by such events. Understandably, they are emotionally distressed by what they have experienced. Humans were not designed to live under prolonged strain. No wonder some feel that they have been robbed of a normal life because of enduring such difficult times. As a result, some try to relieve their distress by filling their lives with entertainment or recreation. What can we do if we see ourselves in any of these situations? Let us consider what we can learn from Jesus that will help us fight against being distracted from our worship. How did Jesus fight potential distractions?
Paragraph 7 question: What could have distracted Jesus?
Jesus could have been distracted by many things, such as social and political issues. In his day, many people were poor and sick. They suffered injustices at the hands of the Romans and fellow Jews. When people saw that Jesus had the power and the ability to perform miracles, they wanted to make him their king. In addition, Jesus was targeted by Satan, who tried to tempt him with a shortcut to becoming a world ruler. And the Apostle Peter, one of Jesus' closest friends, once encouraged him to pursue an easier course, saying, "Be kind to yourself, Lord." Matthew 16:21 and 22.
Paragraph 8 question: How did Jesus fight potential distractions?
How did Jesus fight potential distractions? In 3 ways. First, he adopted Jehovah's thinking. Second, he kept busy in spiritual activities. And third, he had a clear view of what was truly important. He firmly rejected Satan's temptations and was not swayed by Peter's well-intentioned but misplaced kindness. Jesus refused to allow what people thought, said, or did to distract him from accomplishing God's purpose. True, we may face different distractions than Jesus did, but by learning more, we can fight our distractions in imitation of Jesus. How can we fight our distractions?
Paragraph 9, question. What does it mean to keep perceiving what the will of Jehovah is?
Learn to think like Jehovah. Doing so can help you to keep perceiving what the will of Jehovah is.
Ephesians 5:17 reads,
On this account, stop being unreasonable, but keep perceiving what the will of Jehovah is.
We can learn what pleases Jehovah by reading His Word and meditating on it. We can do this even when the Bible does not discuss our specific circumstances. How? By becoming familiar with Jehovah's way of thinking and by being willing to be guided by it.
Paragraph 10, question. How can we learn about Jehovah's way of thinking?
We can learn about Jehovah's way of thinking by studying the Bible and considering His dealings with humans. As we read the accounts, we can ask ourselves such questions as, What does this teach me about Jehovah? How can I use it to shape the way I think? Of course, His way of thinking is higher than ours. So we rightly look to Him to teach us how to do His will. And we pray confidently for help to understand His way of thinking and to adopt it as our own.
Paragraph 11, question. What does Jehovah want for us?
As we learn to think like Jehovah, we understand that He wants us to avoid being distracted so that we can prove ourselves ready for the end of this system. He does not want us to become weighed down with anxiety. So when anxious concerns regarding our health, our job, our home, or other personal and family matters dominate our thoughts, Jehovah offers practical help. He invites us to rely on Him for both the wisdom and the strength to face our challenges.
Paragraph 12, question. What is one way we can cope with anxiety about world events?
Stay busy in spiritual activities. We all feel some degree of anxiety about world events, which are beyond our control. Thus, to avoid being distracted by what we cannot control, we focus on our spiritual activities. We can be happy when we work on satisfying our spiritual need, a need that Jehovah created us with.
Matthew 5:3 reads,
Happy are those conscious of their spiritual need, since the kingdom of the heavens belongs to them.
We can satisfy this need by getting to know Jehovah through a study of His Word, the Bible, and by putting forth earnest effort to worship Him in whatever facets of sacred service are available to us. In doing so, we will also be pleasing Jehovah because we are using our time wisely.
Paragraph 13, question. How can we make the best use of our time?
As Christians, we are determined to make the best use of our time. Ephesians 5:15 and 16. We realize that the Bible is not simply recommending that we manage our time better in everyday matters. Rather, it urges us to consider carefully how we use our time before Jehovah brings an end to this wicked system. How do we make the best use of our time? If we were to spend a lot of time keeping up to date with the constant stream of bad news, we could become distracted, discouraged, and less zealous in our worship. How much better it is for us when we set limits on the amount of news we watch or read. We avoid becoming overwhelmed, and we are able to stay busy in upbuilding spiritual activities. We also do well to consider expanding our ministry wherever possible, such as by making more return visits. We understand the importance of taking advantage of every opportunity to help people to be saved and come to an accurate knowledge of truth. 1 Timothy 2:4.
Paragraph 14, question. In what way does staying busy in spiritual activities help us?
When we stay busy in spiritual activities, we keep a balanced view of the times we live in. As we witness ongoing political unrest, economic downturns, and widespread diseases, we are not shaken. We see these things for what they are, proof that Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. Rather than be unduly distracted by fear, we are confident about Jehovah's purpose for our future. We can keep calm as we continue trusting in Jehovah to help us cope.
The picture for paragraph 14 shows a couple walking with public witnessing carts as they look ahead with confidence. Behind them are scenes of disturbing world events. A crowd of angry protesters. A political election poll. Soldiers at war. A pharmaceutical drug. A chart depicting a company's stock dropping rapidly. The picture description reads, "A couple stayed busy in the preaching work instead of being distracted by disturbing world events." The picture caption reads, "Despite disturbing world events, stay busy in spiritual activities." Paragraph 15, question, "What will being sound in mind enable us to do?"
Keep a clear view of what is truly important. Much of today's world is focused on recreation, not on the approaching end of the system. While recreation has its place, we need to be sound in mind to avoid being influenced by the world's view.
1 Peter 4:7 reads,
"But the end of all things has drawn close. Therefore, be sound in mind, and be vigilant with a view to prayers."
What does this mean for us? Among other things, it means that we develop good judgment in order to keep a balanced view of recreation and make wise decisions. Such decisions will reflect Jehovah's thinking and will show that we have grasped what is truly important.
Paragraph 16, question, "What did Jesus focus on as his death approached?"
Jesus maintained a clear view of what was most important. During his difficult final hours on earth before his death, he focused completely on staying loyal and on accomplishing God's will. For that reason, he prayed intensely. Unlike Jesus, who remained alert, his disciples fell asleep. They were exhausted from grief. Luke 22:39-46.
Paragraph 17, question, "Why do many use social media, but how could it be a distraction?"
Like Jesus' disciples, we could feel emotionally distressed at times. Events that mark this time of the end can create anxiety in us. Many today look for escape by turning to social media. They use it to connect with friends and family around the world and to share news, photos, and more. And they use it to enjoy endless entertainment. Yet these individuals can end up completely engrossed, spending much of their time and energy on keeping up with the latest. To help us have a balanced view of social media, we might ask ourselves, is my use of social media refreshing me, or is it blurring my view of what is truly important?
The picture for paragraph 17 shows a sister trying to read the Bible at home while being distracted by alerts on her smartphone from a social media app, a movie app, and a shopping app. The picture caption reads, "Good judgment helps us avoid being distracted by social media, entertainment, and recreation." Paragraph 18, question, "Why do we need good judgment when selecting entertainment?"
Good judgment is also needed if we watch movies or television series on streaming services, view short videos on internet platforms, or play video games. These activities can be fun and can help us to unwind. But we need good judgment when it comes to the type and the amount of entertainment that we choose. Video services constantly feed users with new suggestions and could expose them to violence or immorality. That is what happened to one of our brothers in Asia. He first began watching highlights of movies on one online platform. As he continued to watch the video clips that were recommended, he found himself watching immoral scenes. Eventually, he began to view pornography. Thankfully, with the help of the elders and the support of close friends, he took firm measures, deleting streaming apps and setting time limits on his cell phone use. This experience well illustrates why we need to use good judgment when choosing entertainment.
Paragraph 19, question, "What can happen if we center our life on recreation?"
we may also need to use good judgment when it comes to recreation and vacations. We all need to relax and take a break on occasion. It is good for us and helps us to stay healthy. But if we focus too much on recreation, we risk becoming unbalanced and taking time away from the more important things. We all must decide for ourselves what we do and how much time we spend doing it. When making such decisions, ask yourself, does the time I spend on recreation and vacations show good judgment? Would I be making sure of what is truly important and preparing myself for the end of all things?
Paragraph 20, question. How do we benefit by fighting distractions?
We benefit when we fight against being distracted from our spiritual activities and routine. With Jehovah's help, we will be better able to face our challenges in life. We will not be shaken by world events, and we will avoid centering our lives solely on recreation. So let us continue to be resolved to think like Jehovah, to stay busy in spiritual activities, and to keep a clear view of what is truly important. By doing so, we will not only fight distractions, but also get a firm hold on the real life. 1 Timothy 6:19. How can you fight distractions by learning to think like Jehovah, staying busy in spiritual activities, keeping a clear view of what is truly important? Song 129, We Will Keep Enduring. End of article.